Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to spend an entire week talking a little bit about stress and anxiety, what causes it, how do we deal with it, and how do we deal with other people who right. have stress and anxiety.
I'm glad we're doing this one.
Yeah.
Because we are living in stressful times.
We are.
Okay? You want to take an airplane flight,
mm-hmm.
you get stressed.
Yeah.
You want to drive on any interstate in Florida, you get stressed because right. there's going to be a traffic tie-up. Every day you look at the news and there's some other drama unfolding mm-hmm. in our nation's capital or in your state capital. Your kids are trying to pass high-stakes tests.
Yeah.
Lots of reasons.
The end of the school year.
So. Right. Lots of reasons for stress. And so the events around the world create stress in everybody. But people who are prone to stress, who mm-hmm. have a genetic predisposition to have elevated levels of anxiety
mm-hmm.
Are even more affected by these things.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm glad we're going to be devoting the week to this topic.
Yeah, it doesn't take much sometimes to send some folks over the edge.
That's right.
When it comes to stress. So mm-hmm. we're going to start out this week talking about the four, what one author writes as the four stages of stress, and he's pretty right on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a nice introduction to
right.
the topic because right. it sort of lays out in very simple terms, the four stages of stress. That if you experience stress, most of us go through these four stages.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So, and it's from our blog, psychreg.
That's right.
.org, and it's written by. And I apologize ahead of time if I pronounce the first name incorrectly,
right.
but I believe it's pronounced Gobinder Gill, and he is a lecturer over mm-hmm. in the UK. In psychology and research methods and things
right.
like that. But he
mm-hmm.
writes about these four stages of stress and how to deal with it.
Right.
And I think that it's a great, like you said, a great primer for what we're going to be talking
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are more or less four stages of stress that we go through when we're experiencing
right.
some heightened levels of anxiety. And
mm-hmm.
and we've talked before in previous podcasts about the difference between stress, worry, and anxiety.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to mostly talk about stress at this time.
Right.
Because though it is important to recognize that chronic stress does lead to anxiety oftentimes. You know, when you're stressed over a long period of time, that's when we start to develop what we think of as diagnostically anyways,
right.
anxiety.
Right, right. And stress, just to remind everybody, stress is a term that comes from engineering. You know,
right.
how much stress does one have to apply to break a material?
Right.
Okay? And so when this term was first applied to humans and other animals, it was borrowed from the engineering literature.
Right.
How much does it take to break it?
Right, right. So the first stage is the cause, the trigger. That's where it all begins. I mean, it's all based upon that initial trigger.
And typically, causes are external to us.
Right.
Okay, there's something in our environment, and we're going to talk about this later in another article this week. Causes are generally external to us.
Right.
Okay, that create either physical or psychological pressure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pressure, I think, is a good word.
Right.
That's a word he uses.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's important because it is typically external, though we don't always recognize the trigger of the stress.
Right.
And a lot of people will say, you know, I get stressed sometimes over nothing. Well, it's never over nothing. Your body's always responding to something. We may not recognize what it is, but our body's always responding to something.
And this is one of the sticking points with stress, because there are people who will come in and say, I'm just stressed.
Mm-hmm.
There is no trigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There almost has to be. I mean, if we're talking about anxiety and stress,
right.
there is some trigger. You might not know what it is.
Right.
You might not have defined it,
mm-hmm.
or you might be avoiding what it is.
Right.
But there is some external trigger.
Right. Yeah. There's something there, whether it's your work, expectations from your spouse or loved
mm-hmm.
ones. There's something there that's causing that stress.
Right.
Also,
and we don't really have time today to kind of go into a lot of these details, but there's a lot of times that our body, or our brain more specifically, our hypothalamus even more specifically, responds to things without us really knowing that it's responding to things.
Right.
It will send a message to our stress response centers in our brain. They're in the limbic system. It'll send a signal there to say, hey, we need to be stressed. We need to be careful. We need to watch out, get to safety, without us really even being aware that that's happening.
That's right. It can be internal, you know, endogenous, you know, but there's still something going on.
Right.
I mean, you're either thinking about something,
right,
or you're worried about something. Something is on your mind, or there's some pressure in your environment. Something's going on that you need to identify.
Right.
What you can't do is succumb, give in, and say, well, I'm just a stressful person, and I can't do anything about it.
Right.
The
right.
first step is, what is causing this?
Right. 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 So we need to figure out that initial trigger, the right. cause for the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stage two is your perception of that stress and the expectation caused by that stress. And that is probably the main thing that really prolongs our stress response.
That's right. Is how do we perceive it?
Right.
How do we think about it?
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are things that that are very quick. You know, so if there's, you know, if you see a snake and it creates a stress response, you get away from this snake, the stress response goes away.
Right.
If your stress is caused or triggered by a relationship or demands from work, you may not be able to escape that as easily.
That's right.
And so your sort of the perception you have of your control over those things and your ability to manage those things, you know, really is going to be a mechanism that's going to exacerbate your stress.
That's right. And with these first two, causes and perceptions, we still have a choice.
Right.
Okay. And that's, I think, going to be a theme through the whole week, is that yes, you're exposed to a stressor, but you don't have to give in to it.
Right.
And it depends how you think about it, because it's not the event that causes the problems. It's how you think about the event that causes the problems. And so point number two, perception, is how we think about it.
Right.
And that is under our control.
Right.
How we think about it is under our control.
Right. And all of that, of course, leads us to stage three, which is the actual stress response.
Right, that's right.
And remember, we've talked about this before, the stress response is a physiological event in your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are specific releases, or not specific releases, releases of specific neurotransmitters and hormones and things like that that happen in your body in response to a stressful situation.
That's right.
And so after stages one and two, we actually have what we consider the stress response.
That's right. If I've told myself in step two that I'm going to be harmed by this, that's going to set into motion this stress response.
Right.
And then it's a biological event.
Right. Yeah. And again, what we're talking about here is different than a fight or flight situation.
Right.
Fight or
right.
flight is different because there's not a lot of decision making in that.
Right.
Stage two doesn't really happen in fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about, you know, the stress that you get from work and that you're getting from relationships and that sort of that typical life type of stress.
That's right. The normal stressors.
Right.
All of us. Right.
Right. And so when we talk about here about that stress response, we're talking about, of course, releases of cortisol and adrenaline, which makes us feel that nervousness, that jittery, that, you know, it takes a toll
action,
on our
right.
It takes a toll on our immune system and does all kinds of raises all kind of havoc in our body. So that's stage three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stage four, of course, is the behavioral consequences.
What
happens now?
Do,
what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so these can be positive things. Or these can be negative things. And here we get back to decisions again.
That's right.
You know, you have a decision to make whether you're going to respond negatively or positively. You know, if something's happening at work that's causing you some stress, you sort of have a decision to make where you can either, you know, figure out, create a plan and figure out how to solve the problem and resolve the issues and move forward, or you can, you know, retreat. This would be a harsh one, but, you know, view yourself as a victim and you know, sort of fall back and
give in
to the stress and talk about how overwhelming you are and just focus on the stress as opposed to focusing on a solution.
That's right. Two things here. One is that the exaggerated fear response is a panic attack.
Correct. Right.
Now, panic attacks don't last forever. So even if you're in a panic attack, even if it gets to a panic attack, it is going to end eventually. You're not going to sustain that high level of arousal very long.
Right.
So be patient. It will end. The other thing is that how you perceive this thing and then what you do about it. And that is your decision to make. And you can decide, you can either give in, victim, martyr, okay, and just lie back and let this overwhelm you and maintain those negative thoughts, or you can reframe it and take positive action. That's number four. What do you, the behavioral consequences, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
And we're advocating that you do something positive. A few weeks ago, we did a podcast, and the author suggested that when you're depressed, when you don't feel like doing something is when you have to make yourself do it. Because in doing it, you'll begin to feel better.
Exactly.
Okay. You have to will yourself out of these cognitive states.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's the same thing with stress is when you
feel
overwhelmed by something, that's exactly the cue that you need to dive in there and do something about it.
Yeah. Because these things that we're talking about, whether it's a panic attack or stress or feelings of anxiety or sweaty palms or nervousness, those are just symptoms. Those are just cues that you need to do something.
Right.
Okay, time to do something.
Right.
Okay. So see them not as you don't want to view those things as something that just overwhelms you and you can't do anything about.
Right.
They are simply symptoms that say to you, it is time to do something positive.
You know, we talked about it before with mindfulness.
Right.
You know, instead of looking at them as cues that something's wrong, look at them as your body communicating to you that you need to go into action and do something about it.
Yeah, and we're not saying, oh, come on, you can do it, and all, you know, you just have... No, we know it's difficult.
Right.
We know
it
is extraordinarily difficult
when
you're depressed or when you're anxious to take action. But the only other choice, if you don't take some positive action, the only other choice is to become a victim and just let it overwhelm you.
Right. So. And that's not a good way to go.
Not a good way to go. Right. That's not a good choice.
Absolutely. So, all right.
Okay.
Anything else?
Good start. No, that's good.
So, that is it for today. Two announcements before we move on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, this week, we're going to, this month, not just this week, this month, we are doing a promotion with Lumi.
Lumi.
And so, we're giving away a free Lumi body clock.
We are.
PsychEdge.
Yes.
We are at PsychEdge. And so there's a link in the show notes. So click on that. And so throughout the month of May, this is for our UK listeners
if
only.
If you are in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to do it.
No, we can't do that here in the United States.
I'm
That's
very
okay.
Sad. But guess what happened? Tell them about the Lumi lights.
What?
Tell them about the lights.
It's really cool because what it does is it's a light alarm clock. So when you're waking up in the morning, it uses light to wake you up, which is exactly what your body is sort of programmed to do, as opposed to waking up with loud noises.
When was the last time you awakened to light?
What kind of light?
Normal sunlight.
I don't know.
You and I wake up. We're like the Today Show. We get up in the middle of the night to come to work.
That's right.
Over the weekend, I had to stay up very late because of some emergency rooms. Not mine, but somebody else had to be a driver. So I got to bed way, way, way late.
Yeah.
Okay. I woke up in the morning and I couldn't figure out what was happening. There was light coming in the bedroom. And I thought, wow, this is like, really
what is
nice.
Going on?
No,
what is happening?
It was nice. It was like I gradually came to because normally you wake up in the dark and you get out of bed and stumble around. And there was actually light in the bedroom. I said, oh, this is what we're talking about on the show. And these Lumi lights do that.
They
illuminate gradually. They increase in it. And I thought, wow, I have to get a Lumi light because it's really neat. Because I haven't awakened in the morning for years. It's always dark when we wake up.
It is. So
and it is really nice waking up to light. So, man, if you're in the UK, and if you don't want it, send it to me. I'll take it.
That's right. Well, I know that I've seen some other people who have already started the process. There's just a few things that you need to do. You know, following us on on iTunes and messaging us and stuff like that. But it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Just go in there, do that, and enter for a chance to win this Lumi body clock. Yeah. The second announcement is this coming Wednesday is going to be May 24th.
Right.
We are going to be doing the next set, our next evening
not
session.
Not this coming, not tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow.
No, next Wednesday.
No.
So this
when are we
this
doing
podcast
this week. I getcha.
He has a hard time when we're recording ahead of time.
I have time problems. I have a relativity problem.
This podcast is going to be posted
on
the 22nd. So it's going to be Wednesday the 24th. We will be doing a live show at 6:30 p.m. for tape 4 of 13 Reasons Why, the Netflix program.
Right.
And so it will be out there in the, on YouTube. We're going to be, I'm sending out the announcements for it, the links for it and everything, so you can check it out. Join us for the conversation, because it's been really fun so far, because we've had people interacting with us. We've had people writing in to us. Some people who could listen live were writing to us. Some people who couldn't listen live, but were
send
listening later, sent
us
messages. So it's a great discussion about this somewhat provocative program.
Right.
And so we're going to be talking about tape 4, which are episodes 7 and 8 that we'll be doing this Wednesday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
So, you know, we wondered whether we'd be able to do this. I've been spending some time in schools, and students are still talking about this. And we've been talking about it in elementary school age, middle school age, and high school age. So it's still a topic that's making the rounds.
Yeah,
so tune in and let us know what you think.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your perspective and thoughts about it. So it'd be great. So, all right, well, that is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.